USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. The FBI, in an internal FBI bulletin, is reportedly monitoring online plans for armed protests across the nation and Washington, D.C., leading up to Inauguration Day. The agency believes armed protests are being planned in all 50 state capitals from Saturday through Inauguration Day on Tuesday. President Trump tells House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that he's partly to blame for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. McCarthy spoke with the president on Monday and later conveyed Mr. Trump's message to fellow House Republicans. The House is set to vote on Tuesday on a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck! As a member of Liberty Healthcare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty Healthcare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty Healthcare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Healthcare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The new social media platform Parler has been dropped by Amazon Web Services. That in itself has made finding a new hosting service almost impossible. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
After Parler was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the social media app has gone dark, having their web hosting canceled by Amazon. The company is suing Amazon over their shutdown, calling the move motivated by politics and anti-competition. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Massey tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many obstacles to overcome.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem. We'll call up a new vendor, right? We call up the vendor. We're all good to go. And then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something we can't host you by. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day and hopefully soon, as soon as possible. But this is a real challenge. We have to build our own infrastructure, our own everything in order to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is scheduled to inspect some of the newly installed U.S.-Mexico border wall Tuesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The border between the United States and Mexico is 1,954 miles long and is the most frequently crossed border in the world, approximately 350 million documented crossings per year. The Alabama Crimson Tide won their 18th national championship Monday by defeating Ohio State 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.